Joe Presents In Defence Of, brought to you by Betfred.
Yes, people, Steve-O the Madman here, and welcome to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and Betball. Now, stepping into the away end today is probably the only guy who's got a better beard than me, as my beard game is strong. It's my friend and the gooner, Bo the Beard, my guy.
I'm glad you mentioned my beard,
you know? I appreciate it, mate. Honestly, I'm trying to grow my beard like yours. Obviously, it's a bit patchy.
Are you doing well?
Thank you. How you been, though?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, mate. You?
I'm good. Are you aware of what we do on this show?
I've seen episodes, but I want you to explain it to me so that when I win, you can't be giving me no excuses. So
you're coming with the fire ready. So usually I invite some of my friends down. Obviously, before we've had Poet, we've had Craig Mitch, Jacob, who's an Arsenal fan, and they come with a topic that they feel passionate about, and we have it out, hash it out, and maybe you can change my mind. So previously, Jacob, who was an Arsenal fan, said that there's three players from the current Arsenal team that would get into the Invincibles team. What do you think about that?
That's a big statement to make. That's a big
statement. Ramsdale was one of them, though, and Ramsdale's doing well now. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you can come here, say things with your chest.
You can, but that's a big statement. You're comparing him to Lehman.
Lehman's the guy.
You can't take Lehman.
He didn't change my mind. But Poet said about there's no current world-class players in the current England team, and I think I agreed with him with that one. You know what I mean? So you can change my mind. I'm open for people changing my mind. But I have to ask you, what have you come to debate today, brother?
I'm coming with a big statement, and I'm going to say it with chest.
Go on.
That Mikel Arteta can be the next Arsene Wenger. I'm saying that with chest. I'm saying that with forearm.
Whoa!
I'm saying that with the whole thing. I'm bringing it to the table. Chest, forearm, the whole lot. Come, get that in. That's real.
I can't believe he's got an Arteta tattoo, bruv.
Come on.
You're a madman.
I'm saying it with chest.
Well, you know what? Again, so I'm going to let you step up to the podium.
Mm?
You can have your get your points across. Then you come back here and we discuss this absolute madness.
Let's go.
You're a nutter.
I'm ready.
What is it with these Arsenal fans? They are deluded. They always come to me with the maddest of maddest takes. But listen, I'm ready to hear what you got to say, mate. Jeez.
I've got it. I'm going to back it.
So I'm going to let you step up to the podium. You've got up to 60 seconds to bring your argument to the table. Not all of it, because once we hear it, you're going to come back here, we'll hash it out and see if you change my mind. Are you ready?
I'm ready, mate. Let's go.
Are you sure you're ready?
100%. You'll probably need more than a minute, but I'm ready.
He's mental. Right, go on then. Go up.
Steve, I'm about to tell you why Mikel Arteta can be the new Arsene Wenger. There's two sides of the Mikel Arteta argument. And the first one is talking about the stats that he's delivering right now. Over the last 33 games of a Premier League season, only two sides have took more points than us. Only Liverpool have kept the same amount of clean sheets of us over the last 20 games in all competitions. Most importantly, the most important part of the Mikel Arteta argument is the factor that he's changing the culture that we have over our football club at the moment. The way that he's working with the youngsters, we're seeing the emergence of Smith Rowe and the Bukayo Saka that's come on leaps and bounds. Our players walk into the training ground every day and high-five a picture of Arsene Wenger when they walk in. That's Mikel Arteta changing the culture and trying to get him back to the days of the marble halls at Highbury.
We've all got beards, and mine's probably better than yours, but I'm about to tell you why you are so wrong. Start the clock. We're talking about Arsene Wenger, a legend. We're talking about philosophies. He changed the way we look at football in England altogether, not just the club, the way we look at football altogether. 20 consecutive seasons in the Champions League. Yeah, and you lot laughed at that, by the way. You Arsenal fans were unhappy. He's the only manager to take a team unbeaten in the Premier League. We're talking legendary status, bro. And guess what? You lot ain't even got him a statue at your club. So I'm not surprised to hear that you would compare the rookie to the legend. He's managed over 1,000 games. There's only one manager that's won more than him, and that's Sir Alex Ferguson. He's won more games than Mourinho. And by the way, we're talking about this rookie. He hasn't even had a good start. In fact, last season was the worst start to a season that you lot have had for 46 years. This season, your first three games is the worst start you've had for 67 years. I should be a mathematician. I'm giving you all the numbers, bruv. Let me tell you, I like you. I like your family. I know your brother and I know your nan. But listen, I'm taking you to the cleaners today, bro. So, bruv, do you actually believe what you're telling me? And if you do, explain some things. What makes you think Arteta is the new Arsene Wenger, please?
Because I'm going to word it correctly. I need to make sure that my argument's worded correctly, because it is a massive statement to make, because we are talking about the king. Like, yes. We are. And I get that. I'm not saying that he'll be better than him, but I'm saying he's got the potential there to potentially reach those levels. But my first point is about it is that Arsene Wenger was at Arsenal for a long time, yeah? Mm-hmm. The longevity that Arsene Wenger had then, I don't think you'll ever see that again. Not just football, just in anything. The longevity isn't there anymore. So you're going to get maybe 8-10 years out of a manager now, and that's going to be the same as what Wenger and Sir Alex Ferguson did. But I believe that he can do it because he's implementing an idea that you've seen it. He's came in and he identified the problems that we had, the same as what Wenger done. He identified it. He's identified that the back five was a problem.
I don't know actually what the problems were.
He identified, under Emery, we played Watford, mate, and I think we had 47 shots against us in like one half. He identified that, and we've solidified that straight away, immediately. You come in, he wins a trophy in his first 6 months. How many world-class managers out there now, world-class, who have never won a trophy? Pochettino, it's untold. He come in as a rookie manager after 6 months and he lifted the FA Cup. But he won it playing Man City and Chelsea. He didn't win it playing nobody. He won it playing Manchester City and Chelsea, Pep Guardiola and a fantastic Chelsea side. And we won that trophy comfortably. And now we had the period last season that wasn't great, wasn't the best, but like there was more things about the club at the moment that wasn't just about Arteta.
Can I come in there?
Yeah, slide right in.
Because you've called this FA Cup win, and I was congratulating Arsenal when they done it. I was congratulating Arteta when they done it. But it's very early. Like, in football now, you're seeing the one-off clubs win trophies and whatnot. And for me, the fact you've won that trophy but didn't qualify for the Champions League or qualify for Europe altogether, that's scary that they haven't been there.
We was in the Europa League. We made the semi-final.
You're right. You're right. And this is you brought this argument to me and I'm going to learn and I'm going to listen. But this season, you're not in Europe at all.
No.
So the fact that, again, Arsenal fans bring up, well, we got to the semi-final of the Europa.
Yeah,
it's a useless cup, bro.
No, I hear that.
I'm saying, I think you lot are getting too carried away. Just like when you lot used to lose and you wanted Arsene Wenger out, I think the fact that now this guy's winning and they've won in, haven't lost in eight or more than that, I think you lot are getting carried away. And I say you lot, I don't like to label and it's you that's here with me right now. But, mate, Arsene Wenger's a legend. The only manager in the Premier League to go unbeaten.
I get that.
Arteta's not even close to that. He's gone eight unbeaten and now you're comparing him to the guy that went the whole season unbeaten.
Yeah, of course. But I'm saying there's the potential there for him because of what we're saying as an Arsenal fan and the way we believe in the traditions and the cultures. That Arteta has changed that, mate. Like, everyone can go on Twitter and they can look, type in Arsenal, and you're going to see a whole bunch of negativity, yeah? Mm-hmm. We're all going to see that. When you go over the stadium as a season ticket holder, it's not that. The atmosphere isn't that. The atmosphere now is that everyone is behind the manager. There is a better atmosphere now than there has been for years. The culture over that club now is changing.
Why is it changing? That's because of Arteta.
I believe it's because of Arteta, 100%, because it wasn't like that under Emery. Mm. There wasn't all these, you'd never see, like obviously all these clubs post their videos on their socials of look at all the players and all that. Whereas Arsenal are a lot more involved in doing that. Like, they show us what the players are doing. They show us the culture there, that everyone's happy. There's rumours in the media, day in, day out, players want to leave. But you can see how happy they all are. And I think that stems from the manager. Because if it's not working, the manager's the first person to get the blame. So when it is working and the culture and the players happy and the club's trying to invite fans to do things, like Arsenal do a lot online now.
When Arsene Wenger's there, you lot are like champions. But we're scared of Arsenal. Now,
but
Arsenal good is that they're inviting people down.
No, that's
in the community.
No, that's part of the culture.
When Tottenham, I'm from North London. So when Tottenham used to do football in the community, we went there to egg the fans. Like, that was it. That was the great thing about it. Yeah, like I can't believe it, bro. You lot need to be doing victory parades. That's what you used to do when Arsene Wenger was there.
Of course, but football changes. You've had that on your show before, that football changes, yeah, right? Yeah. So when it's hard to go from a transition. So you went from Arsenal, you went from the legends, the invincibles, and then it's hard to go into a transition period. It's hard to do that and get back to where you were straight away. Unless you're a Man City or a Chelsea, you can't go out there and be transitioning every season. You can't be spending 203 million. Mm-hmm. It's a process. It takes time. But
you have spent a lot, though.
Yeah, we have. And that's not a problem.
Do you like your recruitment?
There's been some players that haven't been that great, but there's been players that have been unbelievable. This summer, ridiculous. Ben White, unbelievable. Ben White and Aaron Ramsdale, even Tomiyasu and Tavares, changed the way Arsenal play.
Again, and I'm not... I have to state for the people watching and everyone that you are one of the Arsenal fans that is quite realistic, which is mental, yeah? So when I say you lot, I don't mean you, but Ben White... Mm. His first three games, you lot were saying that he wasn't good enough. He can't win headers. Mm. He's only good in a free, not good in playing with a partner. Like, and now you lot are saying he should be in the England team. This is only like you lot are a disgrace that he's not in the England team. Mm. And it's like, for me, how you lot go from that to that is the problem with Arsenal. So now you lot are winning. I feel like you lot have jumped the gun a little bit. And you're forgetting how sick Arsene Wenger was, bro. Because,
No, I'm not forgetting. Arsene Wenger is the king. Like, him and Sir Alex Ferguson, no one will ever come close to them two. I'm not saying that Arteta's going to overgo past him. I'm not. I'm saying that he has the potential to be at a club and change it the way that Wenger did. Not necessarily with the way that football, because football's evolved now. Like, how can you change football now? You can't. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do now? Have rush goalkeepers? Like, the way football's come on now, for someone to come in and change it now is difficult. But Arteta there now, for me, he's just the epitome of an Arsenal fan. Like, when you see him celebrate, he celebrates like an Arsenal fan. The first thing is, he's a fan before anything, Steve. He's the fan before anything. And the thing that, I'll go back to what you said about Ben White, everyone's slagging it off as soon as it happens. That's because
What did you think then?
I wanted him. Okay. I wanted him. I wanted Aaron Ramsdale. But the thing is, I'm not just saying that because I'm here with you, but like, I'm a fan of buying young supplies for the thing because I have patience. And that is a word that is key for any football fan for me, especially at Arsenal. There isn't a lot of patience nowadays, not just in football, in everything. Like, if anyone wants a pair of Dior chains, bruv, they go and put it on the Klarna, 3 months, post their picture, whoa, I've got it. Yeah. But no one has patience in football. Like, it takes time. It takes time. We're yet to see Arteta sign an attacking player. We're yet to see Arteta sign a winger or a forward. We're still not playing with a full Mikel Arteta team. But the players that he has bought has transformed the way that we play. He's identified 4 or 5 defensive players that have come in, not just changed the way we play defensively, but has changed the way we play attackingly. And that's what Wenger did. He made the thing, and he's coming.
He did.
Aaron Ramsdale's been unbelievable. I don't care what anyone says. Apart from Edison, best distribution in the Premier League. Don't care. Sign it now. Don't care. You're not even arguing with that. Done. Tomiyasu, unbelievable. He has been crazy. No one wanted him, and no one knew who he was.
He's half decent. My thing is, he's half decent, and he's doing well, and you lot are doing well, and it's showing. But, like, Pepe. And I know he didn't sign Pepe. Did he sign Pepe?
No, he didn't.
He didn't sign Pepe, but he plays Pepe. Partey. There's still a few players there that he might, you're saying it's not his full team, so I'm not gonna judge him for this, but it's just so, for me, it's so far away, bro. And like, I think we should talk about, like, if we're gonna compare or say he's gonna get close to Arsene Wenger, I think it's only fair that we talk about Arsene Wenger and the achievements that he done, and then we'll talk about whether Arteta's even going to be able to get close to them, if anyone in football is going to get close to those achievements.
But do you not think it's very difficult to compare achievements that was that long ago to now? Because when you look, when Arsene Wenger first made his achievements, it was us first Man United. That was it. It was us first Man United. Until Chelsea come in. When Chelsea come in, Arsenal never won as many trophies. When Abramovich come in, Arsenal won the Premier League once in Abramovich's first season. We've not won it since. So Wenger's achievements was based on him against Sir Alex Ferguson. Now, obviously, I'm not criticising Arsene Wenger. The geezer's a genius.
Like, well, it sounded like you wasn't.
No.
It sounded like you wasn't.
No, I'm just making my argument, but you know what I'm saying. But for now, to compare that achievement then, whereas now Mikel Arteta is a rookie manager, only a year and a half, 2 years into a...
This is important. This is what I'm saying. Like, this is very important that Arsene Wenger, he managed 8 years before he even got to Arsenal. Mm. Like, Mikel Arteta... I'm telling you what I'm saying now. What I'm worried about is that by the end of this season, Arteta is like doing terrible. Your tattoo's a bad idea. It was a bad idea 2 years ago. It's a bad idea now, but it's going to look even worse at the end of the season. I'm worried that we're jumping the gun. So would you blame the Arsenal fans for the decline in the club since the Arsene Wenger days?
No. Let me tell you how I feel about football. I'm going to say this about football fans, not just Arsenal. I'm going to say this about football fans. There is so much negativity that it is ridiculous. Like, the negativity is so easy to spiral out of control that the positivity, you would never see it. Like, someone tweets something negative, it gets 1.1 million tweets, 1.1 retweets, views. Someone tweets something positive, it doesn't get seen. Like, that's my thing, that any club's fans nowadays are just so negative. There's no patience, there's not positive, there's no praise in these young players. There's no, someone you can hate one week, you can still love them the next week. As soon as you put the Arsenal badge on your chest and the cannons there, I mean, I love you. Like, I don't care. If you have a bad game, you have a bad game. I'm going to tell you, you had a bad game.
You said that, you made me feel like you loved me then.
Oh, sorry. So, yeah, did you feel that? See, it's passionate. But, like, you can love someone, but you can say someone's performance is bad.
So, bro, what are some of the Arsene Wenger characteristics that you see Arteta starting to show?
It's the way he talks. He talks about the culture and he speaks about the past. He speaks about Arsene Wenger. He speaks about the achievements. He speaks about getting
the fans. This is the Arsene Wenger that hasn't been brought back to the club since 2018.
I'm not getting involved with that because I don't do politics. We're not here to discuss that, mate. Right. That's just, Arsene Wenger's trying to change world football.
No statue. Like,
it's coming, man. Don't worry. Okay. The king's got a statue on me, so we're cool with that. But Arteta talks about the culture, all these achievements. When the players come in, there's a sign of Arsene Wenger when you walk into Coney. When the players come in, now Arteta said, you touch that fan, he's got his high five up. Every player walks in and he gives them high five. And then there was a game last season, it was either Wolves or Aston Villa when we lost. And you could see he cared because he gave an interview and you could see that he was tearing up. Like, you could see it. And you knew he cared. And we was
he's got this Arsenal fans. I love it. I love it. And listen, man, it's the placebo effect, yeah? Like, making you believe that he cares and all of that. Whatever makes you feel good, innit? I'm the same with my black seed oil. For me, that's why I didn't get ill through COVID, man, because I have a lot of black seed oil. But whatever floats your boat, bro. But I think it's important to list some of the achievements Arsene Wenger's done if we're going to say that this Arteta guy is even close to him. There's only one manager in the Premier League history that's won more games than Arsene Wenger, and that's Sir. We're talking of Sirs. Sir Alex Ferguson, that's won more games. He's won more games than Mourinho, who's considered another legend. 20 seasons in a row, he got you guys to Europe. This is the first season in 25 years, even before Wenger, that you guys ain't in Europe. He's won 3 FA Cups. No, sorry, 7 FA Cups. 3 league titles. It's a madness. He changed the way we look at football, with the science of football. You lot haven't gave him a statue, which gets me upset. But how can anyone, let alone Arteta, we're talking the greats, compare to Arsene Wenger, bro?
I mean, you can be in Europe for 25 years, but that's like going in Nike and never buying anything. What's the point?
No. I'm not having that. No. So, okay, let's bring it to that. So, Arsene Wenger getting you qualification every year, which I used to see the people on AFTV complaining about.
Hang on. We got into that tournament for 25 years in a row, yeah? Yep. And it is an unbelievable achievement. It's fantastic. But for the last probably 6-7 years of his tenure, it papered over a lot of cracks. We never actually made any progress in that tournament. We would get pumped year in, year out off by Bayern Munich and Barcelona. Not doubting the achievement, I'm just stating the fact to argue with yours, that we was in this tournament and it papered over a lot of cracks and we never progressed because we kept saying we're in the Champions League. If you're in something, you want to win it. If you're in something, you're committed. It's the same as anything. If you're in a relationship, you're committed, yeah? You want to win the relationship. We was there, but we wasn't doing nothing. It was just, we're there. Let's just participate. Let's just play for fun until we go to Bayern Munich and get beat 10-2. And then we're out again.
Let me ask you, so papering over cracks, but one of the things that wasn't papered over, that wasn't a crack for sure, is an invincible season. How do you feel about that? Because that's Arsene Wenger that brought that to you lot. That you lot, I watched last week, you lot still talking about this gold trophy.
I still talk about it. It was an unbelievable achievement. And the thing is, I'm not saying, like I said, no one will beat that. Not just Mikel Arteta. No manager ever again will beat that in the Premier League. End of conversation, fact. Jurgen Klopp built one of the best Liverpool sides in the league. He couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Pep Guardiola, again, one of the greatest managements of the new era. He can't do it. No one will ever beat that achievement, especially in world football nowadays, whereas you can go to a club bottom of the league and their squad's worth £400 million. You're never going to do that again. Mm. So you can't, for me, when I say Arteta can reach the potential of Wenger, he can potentially win trophies. He might not match the achievements. That's not the thing that I'm trying to say, because you will never be able to match some of them achievements because it was done so long ago and football's changed so much. Mm. Like, no one will ever beat the invincible thing. But I'm saying that Arteta has the potential there. He's got the principle. If he sticks with his principles and his beliefs and the way he wants to play, we will win trophies again. I'm not saying we're going to match Wenger. I'm not saying he's going to be there 26 years. But he can win trophies at Arsenal. But I get the invincible one, ridiculous. But no one will ever do that again.
I'm going to hit you with some Arteta struggles now,
come
bro.
In. I'm ready.
Are you aware that up until December last season, it was Arsenal's worst start to a season in 46 years? That's a madness, bruv.
Well, this season.
No. And then I'm going to get to this season. The first three games that you lost this season is the worst start in 67 years. So last year was the worst for 46. Now 67. Like, it's doing worse, brother. I've got another one for you.
Hit me with them. Come in.
First 50 games. Mm-hmm. His first 50 games has been worse than Emery and Arsene Wenger.
The 50 games is irrelevant because his 100 is better. So we might as well just move on now. So this season, right?
First three games.
Yeah. But I've got excuses for that.
Go on then.
I've got many excuses lined up for that. The Brentford one, we was hit with COVID, right? We was hit with COVID. Wait, don't look at, no, don't look, look at me.
Squad game,
no, it's not, no, I'm going to, let me
go,
argue
go,
with
go,
you.
Go, go.
So we was hit with COVID. We had no Aubameyang, no Lacazette. We had eight players missing. And you tell me, Brentford, first time in the Premier League, first time in a new stadium, first time with fans back. You tell me any football club that would have gone there and won. Apart from the top three, no one was winning. And I say that, and I wholeheartedly believe that. Apart from Chelsea, Man City and Liverpool, and maybe Man United, no one was going to the ground that night and winning. We all know what the first game does. There's always an upset. First game in a new stadium, we know the passion. You know what's going to happen. And Brentford aren't a bad team. Then we went to Chelsea and Man City. Listen, they're galaxies ahead of us. It's not even...
As a West Ham fan that's just beat Liverpool, I get what you're saying, but I kind of don't get what you're saying.
Liverpool,
bruv.
Said Chelsea and City.
I know, but I'm saying the top team. We beat City as well, by the way. It's saying
in the cup. But you get up to, like,
a lot about West Ham, don't they? Okay.
No, but you're not
so far off. That's what I'm saying. You're a lot far off them sort of teams, yeah.
Yeah, we are.
For now, I don't know when this comes out, but you're 3 points off top four right now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that realistic then? So it's a bit false.
It's not forced. How's it forced? We've done it. We've won the games. We've played well. We've got there. Everyone's writing us off already. They've got no goals, no points.
Leeds,
and we're there. But you have to beat
Watford.
Them. But these teams aren't bad football teams anymore.
Right.
You can't say, you've beaten
Leeds. I'm an advocate of that.
You can't say that anymore because these teams will turn up and beat anyone on their day. Last season, everyone was singing Marco Bielsa's praises. Oh, he could be a top manager in the world. You can't sit there and say that anymore. Like, the three games were terrible. Like, we did have a lot of players out. And it was bad, but the attitude that's come from after that, it would have been so easy for this club to go down. It would have been so easy for it to get worse.
But you think it's Arteta that's kept them?
Oh, 100%. 1,000,000%. Because if it weren't, you'd be saying, oh, the manager's fault. Mm. But now, because it's gone well, no one wants to say, oh, it's the manager's credit that deserves to get them up there.
You're right.
Them first three games were a nightmare. Like, we all knew what was going to happen. The Brentford one was going to be a nightmare. Like, City and Chelsea, we knew it was going to be a nightmare. We had seven players missing against Chelsea. You can't play against Chelsea 9 times out of 10 if you've got a starting 11. Like, you've got your full squad. So that was a nightmare. But the ability to bounce back and go on the run that we have, 10 games on beat and 10 clean sheets, most league points at home this season, to do that, is a bounce back attitude that we haven't seen at that club for years. And this is the point I'm making. That comes from him. That comes from him installing the culture that he had when he was there and before him, that the belief is one bad result doesn't make the season. It's what comes after it. When you used to beat Arsenal at Highbury, you think them lot laid down on the ground. You knew what was going to happen next time you played them when Omri and them lot turn up. You knew it was trouble. And that's what Arteta's installed. We lose one, we go again. And we haven't lost since.
Has Arsenal got an identity? Like, when you're watching them, I don't know, so I don't watch
this
them
is
enough.
A great one for me, yeah?
Go on,
I love this argument.
Go on, what is it?
I'm going to involve you lot now.
Go on.
So when David Moyes came, he came similar time as Arteta. Mm-hmm. And there was a comparison that used to wind me up. It used to make my blood boil. Yeah. People used to compare, Arteta's Arsenal don't have an identity yet, but David Moyes does. David Moyes was cherry picked by Sir Alex Ferguson to manage Manchester United. David Moyes is not a bad manager. Sir Alex Ferguson knows more about football than any of us put together. So as soon as West Ham hired David Moyes, he's gone away. He's worked at clubs and it hasn't quite worked. He's coming in, he's installed it. He's played in this league before. Mm-hmm. He knows what man manager is about. He knows how to get the best out of players. And he got an identity relatively quick. But you can't compare David Moyes to Mikel Arteta. You can't compare someone in 18 months whose first full season was when there's no fans, COVID, never been through a struggling period, to someone who's done it, been there, managed the biggest club in the world. You can't compare them to. And Arteta's identity for me, mate, my beard hairs flying everywhere.
No, it's mental. I didn't even mention David Moyes, boy. You wanted to get that off your chest, didn't you?
Do you know how much it used to wind me up? Honestly, because like you can't compare them two for me. Arteta can be compared to Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard. Rookies, you can't compare someone to someone who's been in a job for 20 years. That's crazy. It's not normal. And like when Arteta first come,
the title of this is Arteta's the new Arsene Wenger, by the way.
So, yeah.
I just want to let you know that. That's just the whole point of this one is.
Let me get back to what I'm saying before you throw me off my point.
Identity, sorry.
Right, so when Arteta first come and we won the FA Cup, you see the identity. You could see how we wanted to play. We wanted to play from the back, and that's how we won the FA Cup. The goals in that was played from the back. Then we hit into the COVID season. David Luiz gets injured, who was our main ball-playing centre-half. Then he has the issue with Raul Jimenez. That threw him off. Like that blew him out for the whole season. So we couldn't see the way that Arteta wanted to play. This summer, he identifies players that are capable of playing the ball from the back. Now we've got the identity. You give the ball to Gabriel or Ben White. Ben White can drive. He drops he drops the forward in the press. You can beat the press. Last season, to beat the press, we had to have Granit Xhaka or Dani Ceballos drop. And they're probably the first two players that will hold their hands up and say, we can't really beat a press. We haven't got the turning ability. We ain't got that problem now. So Ben White and Gabriel are capable of playing that. Or Ramsdale can now ping the ball into Partey or Xhaka in the midfield. So we're already on the defence. You can see now that the plan is to get the ball, play out from the back, draw them in, get the ball to the wingers, isolate the opposition's fullback, one-on-one against Smith Rowe and Saka, let them drive at them, and we scored multiple goals this season where we get to the byline, we cut it back, and we've got the runners coming on. That's the way that he wants to play. But you can't do that if you don't have the players to do it. And you don't have the players to do it if you don't have the patience to back the manager to go through the period of you getting there. So now that he's there, we've solved the back five, we've got the ball players, now I think we'll address whether Arteta wants to bring in attacking players of his choice, and then we'll see. But the identity is there. You can see that as well, that he wants to come out quick and start. He wants to come out in 20 minutes, half hour, and finish games off.
Wow. That was a good round.
That was good.
That was a good round.
I held my helmet.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. If Arteta is backed, they give him some money, which he's had some money, right? He has had money. If they keep giving him money and he's backed, what's the ceiling for him? In 5 years, say, like, where could they be? Just so I'm straight, bruv. So you're saying...
I'm saying...
If Arteta is backed, you think Arsenal can win the Champions League in 5 years?
With chest.
Bruv, I'm done with you Arsenal fans, mate. Honestly, I am done. I can't take it no more, bruv. Why are you bringing these people here with these stupid beards, bruv?
If he keeps getting backed and maintain the fact that he has to keep with his beliefs and he has to keep with the way that he wants to play football, I think we can reach that level. There's absolutely no reason why not. Like I said, he's beaten all these managers. He's beaten them with lesser squads than what we've got now. We've beaten them. We've beat Pep and won an FA Cup.
So that's tactical. He's went there and he's won those games because Arteta knew what was going on.
Yeah, mate, I don't think... Because if you lost, you would say, he didn't know what he was doing. So when he won, you can't... It's that thing again that we go back to. It's so easy to be negative. It's so easy to criticise, but it's not easy to give praise.
Okay, so that's if he's backed and if it goes well, Europa, Champions League, challenging, right? So what's a failure? Like, what were we... How long has he got for this to start happening? Like, if he doesn't get into the Europa this year, what happens then, bro?
All right.
Because you said about patience.
Yeah. And my argument's going to be this. I'm prepared to give him two more transfer windows. That's January and the summer. Because like I said, so far, all we've seen is a Mikel Arteta back five. all we've seen is Mikel Arteta sign defensive players. It's still not his squad. Still got players from the Wenger era, still got players from the Unai Emery era. So until it's his whole squad, you can still say, okay, fair enough.
You know what? Bit of fun, bit of a theoretical question. But if Arteta had the invincible squad, but with his style of managing, would he make Arsenal invincible?
Mate, I'm just going to be like, you can't disrespect what Arsene Wenger did. The geezer's a king. Like, he's left a legacy at Arsenal that will never be replaced. Arteta, no matter how good I believe he can be, he couldn't replicate the Invincibles.
I don't think anyone could replicate
the Invincibles. It weren't just going unbeaten, it was the way that they went unbeaten. Like, people forget about that Invincible team. It weren't just the way we played football. Like, they never got bullied. Like, they was all over 6 foot, man. They were powerful. When you stood in that tunnel at Highbury and had their night gloves on and the Vaseline on their chest, you knew you ain't winning. Like, you're looking at them like, why are we even here? Because we ain't winning today. I don't think anyone would be able to do that again. Arteta, Pep, anyone in that Invincible side, apart from Arsene Wenger, wouldn't be able to do it.
Talking of legacy, Arsene Wenger, 22 years, he built a crazy legacy that obviously people have been trying to replicate since there. But what sort of players is Arteta identifying? Because, what sort of players does he want? Because Arsene Wenger had big guys, you knew they were physical, strong, athletes, but what's Arteta trying to do? Is it quick footballers, strong footballers?
I think with
baller ballers.
I think it's hard to tell. I think we've obviously spoke about the type of defender that he wants. He's identified. That's that. He's brought in Thomas Partey and Sammy Lokonga, who are both fantastic on the football. Both move the ball relatively quickly, athletic, energy. We've lacked a lot of pace and energy in that midfield for a long time. So he's brought them two in. Again, I can't say on the front because we've not seen it. So I don't know what type of player he's going to identify. He's brought in Martin Ødegaard, who obviously plays at a 10 position. But with Ødegaard, the thing that he brings most to our side is the press. Like, if you watch Martin Ødegaard, the way he presses, he's constant. Yeah, so you're looking at that and thinking, so any other attacking player is going to be similar to him. But I can't say what he's going to identify going forward because I've not seen it yet.
You actually came here and told me that he's going to be the new Arsene Wenger, right?
Yeah, I'm still saying it, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go then. I was thinking that you wasn't.
No.
If that is the case, my friend, then I'm going to have to say I decline to change my mind. It's too early for me to say that.
At what point are you going to ring me and say sorry?
The point that I start believing it. And I will do. I say it here. To hear, bro, the day that I see, let me tell you, if they qualify for Europe this year, which I don't think they will, that'd be the first call. There you go.
You don't think they will?
No. There's six teams better than Arsenal.
Who?
West Ham, Liverpool, Man United, Chelsea.
And City.
Man United. I said that. Man City. What's that, five? I said. Ooh.
Rest my case. And Man United, I wouldn't be putting all your eggs in that basket.
I think Spurs finish above you lot. That's the other team. It's Spurs, sorry. How can I forget?
No. Absolutely not, mate. If Man United had got Conte, I would have been worried and it would have been a problem. Conte at Tottenham, it's not going to work, mate. It will not work. He will want back in. They won't back him. He gets angry every now and then. He wins the leagues and leaves. Like, it's not going to happen. I don't think the Conte move to Spurs is great. We're not worried about Spurs. Arsenal will get in the top six this season. And the thing is with West Ham, I've praised you a lot, actually, to be fair. When you get into that later start of Europe,
it's going to be tough.
When he's going to start prioritising Europe, because it's a massive opportunity for you lot.
It'll be tough.
Is the squad there to maintain it all the way through? We don't know. The best thing that could have probably happened to Arsenal this season is not being in Europe. We play one game a week. Yeah, lovely. We'll get back into it.
I'm not saying it's not part of the five-year plan you've just told me, but if they don't get in Europe this year, that would be my call to you. Yeah. If they do, it would be my call. Yeah. That would be one or the other. Me saying, bruv, you're a genius, Beardo. Or mate, you're... weirdo, Beardo. one of the two.
I'll look forward to either one.
But right now, it's too early, mate. Too early. But brother, big up yourself, mate. For such a stupid argument, you put a good case in. Bro, mate, thank you for getting involved.
I forgot one argument as well, by the way.
Go on, then.
Through all the stress and struggles that he's been through, he still was able to maintain that hairline. No grays, just slicked. Cold.
I think it's a wig. It's like Lego hair.
It's like Lego. It's perfect.
Thanks for coming on, G. Thanks for coming on. People, make sure you get involved in the comments, as Bo got a clue or is he barking up the right tree? Make sure you get involved. This has been In Defense Of with me, Steve-O the Madman, brought to you by Joe and BetBall. Ta-da.
You've been listening to In Defense Of, brought to you by Joe and BetBall.